Welcome, everyone, to today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm thrilled to have you here, joining us on this journey toward not just completing your dissertation, but mastering the art of academic writing. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches the core of our academic integrity, the importance of avoiding plagiarism in academic writing. Plagiarism, it's a word that echoes through the halls of universities and online forums, often bringing a shudder to both students and seasoned academics alike. But why is this topic so crucial for anyone in the academic field? Well, at its heart, plagiarism isn't just about borrowing ideas or copying text. It's about the respect we have for the process of discovery and the commitment we make to contribute original thought to our disciplines. Our conversation today is more than a cautionary tale. It's a roadmap to fostering originality, ensuring your research stands on solid ground, and, most importantly, maintaining the trust and respect of your peers. It's about building a foundation for your academic and professional reputation that's as strong and as credible as your research. So, whether you're just starting out on your PhD journey or you're in the thick of drafting your dissertation, this discussion is tailored for you. Let's navigate this essential aspect of academic writing together, ensuring your work not only shines, but also upholds the highest standards of academic integrity. Join me as we explore practical strategies, share insights, and empower you to make your academic work not only original, but truly your own. Let's get started. All right, let's dive right into the heart of today's discussion, understanding plagiarism. You've probably heard the term thrown around quite a bit, but what does it really mean in the world of academia? Simply put, plagiarism is when you use someone else's work or ideas without giving them proper credit. It's like saying, "Hey, I made this," when in reality, it was someone else's sweat and brain power that created it. Now, why is this such a big deal? Think of academic work as a conversation that's been going on for centuries. Every time you write a paper or conduct a study, you're adding your voice to that conversation. Plagiarism, in essence, breaks the trust that this conversation relies on. It's considered a serious offense because it undermines the integrity of academic work and disrespects the efforts of those who contribute their original ideas. Let's talk about some common forms of plagiarism you might encounter. There's the direct copy-paste, the most obvious form, where text is lifted word for word without citation. Then there's paraphrasing too closely to the original text without proper acknowledgement, even using someone's unique idea or research findings without giving them credit falls under plagiarism. It's not just about words, it's about ideas too. Now, here's a practical tip for you. Use plagiarism detection tools. These tools are not just a safety net, but a guide to help you understand how to better paraphrase and cite your sources. When you run your work through one of these tools, it's not about catching you out. It's about helping you see where you might be leaning too heavily on someone else's words or ideas, giving you a chance to correct it before it reaches your professor or review board. Moving on to the next crucial part of our conversation, let's talk about the consequences of plagiarism. This isn't just about getting a slap on the wrist. The impact can reverberate through your academic career and beyond, touching on the very core of your personal integrity. When someone is caught plagiarizing, it's not just a mark on a paper, it's a stain on their reputation. Academic institutions take this very seriously. Consequences can range from failing the assignment to expulsion from the program. But beyond the academic penalties, there's a loss of trust that's hard to regain. Your professors, peers, and future colleagues may view your work with suspicion, questioning the authenticity of your ideas and your commitment to the ethical standards of scholarship. Let me share a story that really brings home the reality of these consequences. There was this bright, promising student on the cusp of completing their dissertation. They were under a lot of pressure and, in a moment of poor judgment, took a shortcut by using significant parts of a source without proper citation. The plagiarism was discovered. The result? Years of hard work down the drain, a revoked degree, and a tarnished reputation that followed them long after the incident. It's a stark reminder that the risks far outweigh the perceived benefits of taking such shortcuts. Now, how can you protect yourself from falling into this trap? Here's a practical tip. Develop a robust system for taking notes and organizing your sources. When you're deep in research, it's easy to lose track of where ideas originated. By keeping detailed notes and immediately noting down citation information, you can avoid the confusion that might lead to accidental plagiarism. Use digital tools or apps designed for academic research to help you keep track of your sources. Make it a habit to review your notes and sources regularly, ensuring that each piece of information is correctly attributed in your work. This not only safeguards you against plagiarism, but also strengthens your writing, as it encourages a deeper engagement with your research materials. Now, let's move on to some actionable strategies to steer clear of plagiarism, ensuring your work is as original as it is insightful. Understanding the assignment or project requirements is your starting block. It sounds straightforward, but you'd be surprised how often misunderstandings lead to mistakes. Before you dive into the research and writing, take a moment to really digest what's being asked of you. This clarity will guide your research, helping you stay focused on generating work that's not only relevant, but also genuinely your own. The cornerstone of academic writing is not just the information you present, but how you engage with it. This is where the value of original thought and critical thinking really shines. It's not enough to just know the facts. You have to interact with them, question them, and contribute your own perspective. This process of engaging deeply with your material naturally leads to the creation of work that is both original and valuable to the academic conversation. Now, for a bit of practical exercise, let's hone our skills in paraphrasing, a key tool in your academic toolkit. Paraphrasing is not just about changing a few words here and there. It's about completely rephrasing the original text while maintaining the original meaning. It's a skill that demonstrates both your understanding of the material and your ability to contribute original thought. Let's take a paragraph from a well-known academic text. Here it is. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Now, I want you to paraphrase this sentence. Remember, the goal is to convey the same message in a new way. You might come up with something like, a swift fox of a brown who leaps across a dog that's not showing much energy. This exercise might seem simple, but it's a powerful way to practice distilling and conveying ideas in your own voice. By regularly practicing paraphrasing, you'll find it easier to digest complex academic texts and present their ideas in your writing without falling into the trap of plagiarism. The beauty of academic writing lies in this very challenge: absorbing information, processing it, and then articulating it in a way that's uniquely yours. By understanding your assignments, valuing original thought, and mastering skills like paraphrasing, you're not just avoiding plagiarism, you're elevating your academic work to new heights. Let's commit to being creators of knowledge, not just consumers. Diving deeper into our journey of mastering academic integrity, let's talk about developing good research habits. Thorough research is not just the backbone of great academic writing, it's also a key player in preventing plagiarism. When you really dig into your research, you're not just skimming the surface for quick answers, you're immersing yourself in the topic, understanding the landscape of existing knowledge, and identifying where your work can add new insights. This depth of research naturally leads to original contributions because you're not just echoing what's already out there, you're building on it. Effective research is about quality, not just quantity. It starts with gathering information from credible sources. Always question the source of your information. Is it reputable? Is it peer-reviewed? These are the wells from which you want to draw your water. Remember, not all information is created equal, and in the digital age, this discernment is more crucial than ever. As we reach this part of our conversation, it's essential to recognize the enduring role of academic integrity in our scholarly endeavors. This isn't just about adhering to a set of rules. It's about embracing a principle that reflects our deepest values and character. Think of your academic work as a canvas that displays not only your intellectual rigor, but also your commitment to honesty, respect, and ethical conduct. The true essence of academic integrity lies in its ability to bind the academic community together, creating an environment where ideas can be freely exchanged, critiqued, and built upon. It's what allows academia to thrive as a space of innovation and trust. By aligning yourself with these values, you contribute not just to your own growth, but to the sustenance of a culture that values diligence, transparency, and respect for the intellectual contributions of others. As we wrap up today's conversation on Dissertation in 90 Days, let's take a moment to recap the essential ground we've covered. We began by understanding the critical importance of avoiding plagiarism, highlighting it as a cornerstone of academic integrity. We discussed the serious consequences that plagiarism can have on your academic career and personal integrity, and we navigated through strategies to foster originality and critical thinking in your work. We delved into developing good research habits, emphasizing the role of thorough research and the organization of sources to prevent plagiarism. And finally, we reflected on the broader theme of academic integrity, encouraging you to view your academic work as a reflection of your character and values. I urge you, as part of the academic community, to commit to plagiarism-free writing. See it as your contribution to the rich tapestry of academic discourse. Let your work be a testament to your dedication to truth, originality, and the shared values that hold our community together. Before we sign off, remember that every step you take in your academic journey adds a unique voice to the chorus of knowledge seekers and creators. I leave you with an inspirational quote related to integrity. Integrity is doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. Let this be a guiding principle, not just in your academic pursuits, but in all aspects of your life. And if you're looking for a practical guide to propel you further, I highly recommend checking out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Dr. Robinson completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months, and his playbook is a treasure trove of insights and strategies. You can download it from writerser.com/playbook. This resource could be the key to unlocking your potential and speeding up your journey to approval. Thank you for joining me today. May your academic journey be enriching, your integrity unwavering, and your contributions to our community invaluable. Remember, the value of your academic journey isn't just in the destination, but in every step you take along the way. Until next time, keep writing, keep researching, and keep making a difference.